The principals at Wilson Hope Group didn't set out to become sod farmers. A construction firm working primarily in the residential build sector, Wilson Hope was more familiar with building codes than the particulars of Kentucky bluegrass. But when opportunity knocks, you don't ignore it. So in 2023, the company took over operation of North Range Sod, adding to its steadily growing portfolio of business ventures. "We were looking for a piece of property for Wilson Hope that would be great to park our equipment and to have a home base," explained Jay Quinnell, a partner and business manager with the firm. "So we were looking for real estate and came across this opportunity to have a business attached to it. But this wasn't just any business. North Range Sod has been cultivating high-quality grass for customers in the Sudbury area for more than 40 years. Owned since 1978 by the Loisel family, the operation is based on 200 acres in the bedroom community of Chelmsford, and has a long-standing reputation for providing quality product and customer service. Identifying reputable, well-performing assets for acquisition seems to be a strength for Wilson Hope and is part of its strategy in supporting small, like-minded businesses that serve the local community. Among its assets are REMCA Corp., which offers construction services in Thunder Bay, QD Vending, a full-service vending company, and Barloom Inc., a multifaceted marketing firm. "We're a construction company," Quinnell said, "but Wilson Hope has become kind of the framework to acquire other companies as well." Partners in Wilson Hope Group include, from left, Tyler Wilson, Jay Quinnell, and Kyle Hope. Wilson Hope Group, supplied. Incorporated in 2017, Wilson Hope started out as a part-time gig for its two founders, Kyle Hope and Tyler Wilson, who got into construction while working in other trades. Hope as a millwright and Wilson as an elevator mechanic. They worked all across the province, picking up small jobs, garages, house additions, where they could. But eventually, the duo started looking for a way to turn their burgeoning interest into a full-time job. "We were doing it on the side, nights and weekends," said Hope, who got the homebuilding bug from his father, who was a homebuilder before him. "And we started having young families and didn't want to work nights and weekends anymore. About 5 years ago, they got their break when Quinnell hired them to build him a garage. One thing led to another and, before long, he had joined the firm as its third partner, enabling Hope and Wilson to switch to construction for good. The firm continues to specialize in residential projects, ranging from brand new builds to renovations, but they've also done some commercial work as well. Along the way, they realized their aspirations stretched beyond construction. As opportunities began to flow, we made the decision that we can be more than just a construction company," Quinnell said. "We can start forming a vertical and start making some acquisitions and building a portfolio, and that's what we're out to do." Wilson Hope's most recent addition, completed in July, is the Home Hardware store in Capriel, north of the city. The idea of buying the hardware store initially started off as a laugh when Wilson stopped by the shop to stock up on supplies. "I was in there buying caulking one day and I got to talking to the owners. I went to high school with their kids," Wilson said. They kind of made a joke, "Oh, you should buy the Home Hardware off us." But the idea stayed with him, and once the partners talked it over, they realized a hardware store was a pretty good fit. They own several properties in Capriel and regularly pop in to the Home Hardware to pick up anything they need for nearby jobs. "We're excited to be there," Wilson said. "We love Capriel, we love downtown Capriel, and we love the people there." Rolly Loisel, left, the former owner of North Range Sod, shakes hands with Jay Quinnell as Wilson Hope Group acquires the business in July 2023. Wilson Hope Group, supplied. In helping to run their new venture, Wilson Hope has brought on as property managers Javon and Jenna Gavaja, who currently own the Garson Home Hardware. Their experience and familiarity with the Home Hardware brand gives the partners peace of mind while enabling them to focus on other areas of the business. Long a town mainstay, the hardware store has carried a few different banners over the years, but switched to Home Hardware within the last decade. It's a bustling spot, which serves residential and commercial customers in Capriole and the surrounding communities, including nearby Wanapite First Nation. Hope and Wilson recently returned from the company's Homecoming event, an annual gathering that brings together franchisees and vendors where they learn about new products, trends in home improvement, and get a chance to network with others in the industry. Wilson said the experience reinforced their decision to join the group. "We've always been home hardware guys, but now that we know a little bit more about the business itself, it's an amazing family to be a part of," Wilson said. "They're very, very supportive, and community's extremely important to them. They're values that align with those of Wilson Hope Group, which sees opportunity to grow the store beyond its current scope. With more construction projects popping up in the area," Quinnell said the firm is mulling plans to add to its product line, expand the store, and possibly even relocate to a bigger site. For their next project, Wilson Hope is going back to its roots with the launch of Metsa Limited, which will be an authorized dealer for Supreme Homes, a modular housing company based in Truro, Nova Scotia. Wilson Hope will work with clients to build the custom home of their choosing, while enabling them to provide new housing stock in a more timely, efficient, and affordable manner than traditional builds. "It's just the next step in their ongoing strategy to build up the community with quality projects that support their friends and neighbors. We're big on community, investing where we live," Wilson said. "We live out here, and we want to see the community thrive."